This year's May Bumps on Cam FM. All the action at the riverside. Every stroke. Every sweep. Every bump. As and when it happens. On 97.2.
So let's do it then. The final race of the day of May Bumps 2014, day three. This is where we basically find out, you know, where all the spoons and blade candidates are going to be in men's first division. Jack and the team at the Riverside, hello.
Hello, Mike. Thank you very much. Yes, so the first 1 minute cannon has just gone, and you're saying that we find out today where the blades and spoons are. But this division has been so boring after the last over the last few days. Pembroke M1 are the only boat in this division who are on for their blades. No other boats are on for blades or spoons. Top four boats have rowed over the last 2 days. The middle six boats from 8 down to 13 have all rowed over the last few days. So, you know, we might get a lot of rowovers again. Now, the umpires did threaten to fine the M1 division on Wednesday, saying that if they didn't make it more interesting yesterday, they would randomise the start order. They haven't done that, but if it is a load of rowovers even today, then I would certainly back that decision. I'll just give you a quick rundown before we start. Keys M1, Downing M1, LMBC M1, Jesus M1, Pembroke M1, St Cat's M1, First and Third M1, Queen's M1, Clare M1, King's M1, Christ M1, Emma M1, Fitz M1, Peterhouse M1, Girton M1, Churchill M1, Magdalen M1, and Selwyn M1 are the sandwich boat. Now, you probably heard the background. The cannon to set us off has just gone. So, all the boats are splashing, trying to get away. Keys M1 are the first boat I can see coming around me. I don't think anything is going to stop them from getting headship again this year. On Friday of last year, they had their rudder break, which meant that Downing could bump up, but Keys managed to bump up on Downing very early on the final day. They are looking determined as they come past me. They've already opened up by first post corner, about two boat lengths between them and Downing. Downing are about on station with LMBC M1, who again are on station with Jesus M1. This looks like we could have another set of boring rollovers, but you never know. Something could happen in Grassy. It could happen down the Plough Reach. You never know. Behind LMBC M1 and Jesus M1, we have Pembroke M1. They are on for their blades. They're going to look to try and catch Jesus today, but they have dropped off a little bit. They're just outside station. Compared to St. Cat's M1, who they bumped yesterday, they are on station with Pembroke M1. Then behind St. Cat's M1, we have First and Third M1, who got bumped on the first day. They're about a boat length and a half off St. Cat's M1. Behind them, about two boat lengths off them, are Queen's M1 and Clare M1. Look to be closing on. Oh, we've got a three-way tussle even between Queen's M1, Clare M1, and King's M1. There is about half a boat length between King's M1 and Clare M1 as we come round first post corner. It could be that we have our first bump in the middle of the division here. King's looking to take an incredibly tight line round this north bank as we go round first post corner. I think as they enter Grassy Corner, they may just have overlap, and then behind them, it looks like all these boats are going to row over. So I'm going to throw over to Jenny on Grassy. Can you see the Kings and Clare tussle approaching?
I can definitely see them approaching. They look very tired on their backs. The first six boats I've had go past have all been pretty much on station. We've now got Queen. As you said, it's a bit of a sandwich, but it looks like there's a slight edge of King's bumping Clare. And it looks like now they've actually got some overlap. The bell is going wide, you can probably hear. There's only slight overlap. I don't think that's quite easy to come here, but then King's have got a very, very tight line around Grassy. But Clare also looking very hot on Queen. So it's going to be difficult to see who bumps first down here. Clare's got a much more wider corner. Back over to Jack. What do you see first post?
Coming round first post corner, Churchill have closed down on Girton M1 to about half a length. That's going to be another one to watch as Grassy is now. Selwyn M1 sandwich boat row past me looking shattered from the exploits in M2 earlier on. The Churchill on Girton, that's something to watch up at Grassy too. Jenny?
So I've got... He's about to look in quite good on six, so about half a length, and then he's got a really good corner around Grassy. They've got some distance there, then there's quite a gap on the peak there for him. And we're going to pass now to Rhiannon and see what's happening on this.
The top four boats looking pretty much on station, other than NMDC, who were pushing it onto the next on Downing. Not sure how that one's going to pan out. Stay Catch that is going past me now, looking strong.
Christ M1 looked good for a row over. Emmanuel M1 looked good for a row over. over. Then we've got some bumps lower down in the division. Peterhouse M1, who bumped up yesterday, have bumped bits. We just heard from the captain there. He seems kind of quietly jubilant, I would describe that as. Churchill M1 have bumped up on Girton M1. Neither of them are on for spoons or blades, but Girton have now been bumped in 2 days in succession. Morden M1 and the sandwich boat Stowen M1 look good for rollovers. Now, Ellie, what is going on? Do you know what's going on between that sandwich? Because they were all about a canvas apart when we last heard from you. Has anything changed?
I'm not entirely sure. I'm looking at all the boats now, and a few are stopped at the side here. I think that may just be because I'm almost at the end of the course. I've done a lot of running. But I think what I'll do is I'll go to the results pen and get those fair results for you.
Jack. Okay, so thank you, Ellie. Yes, so Ellie will go and find out what those confirmed results are. What happened between Queen's M1, Clare M1 and King's M1, who were within a canvas of each other as they went round the kink in Longreach. But those provisional results are those as they stand. I just want to say thank you to everyone today. Thank you very much. Ellie will go down and get those confirmed results. So thank you to all our commentators today. They've been fantastic. Make sure you come back tomorrow. Today has set up tomorrow for a very, very interesting day. Will Keys keep their headship? Will Downing in the women's division get headship? Or will Emma be able to get their first headship this 2004? And where will those blades and spoons be awarded? Make sure you join us tomorrow, 10:30. Back to the studio.
Thanks very much, Jack et al. So, if you have been following us on Facebook, we're putting up photos of all the races, of all the days, and you can see all the different crews and a lot of the wildlife as well. They seem to be popular. And you can tag people. Now, all the photos from today are starting to go up now. Tom's been busy putting them together. If you do see yourself or one of your friends or your teammates on there, please do go ahead and tag them. And if they're looking stupid for pulling rowing faces, by all means, leave a comment. We love those comments. So if you go onto Facebook and search for CamFM, you'll find us, okay? You can also link through from the Bumps player, camfm.co.uk/bumps, and then click on the Facebook group, and I'll get you through to there. Tag yourselves. It'll be amazing. And also the podcast will be coming up later on as well.
One last thing with the Facebook. In order to tag yourself, you're going to have to like us.
Oh, really?
Yep, you have to like us in order to tag yourself. So like us. If you think in the future you might want to tag someone in any of our posts, just give us a like.
There was a whole crew who went and tagged a load of ducklings, didn't they, after themselves? So they're sponsored ducklings.
I mean, I don't think it was a true representation of the Trinity Hall, I think, M2 crew. But you know,
the M2 crew?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, they look kind of like fuzzy ducklings when I saw them yesterday.
That's possible. I mean, the ducks are probably, by the look of the results, probably slightly faster at the moment.
I think more interesting than the M1 division as well.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, no, like, give us a like on Facebook, because apart from anything else, we're great.
I got a message here as well from the US Naval Academy Boathouse crew that says, that's the way to row, Eric, and of course his boat, Churchill.
Churchill said,
we shall fight on the beaches.
EY have roles available in tax, corporate finance, assurance and advisory. Applications open on the 1st of July. EY, proud sponsors of the May Bumps coverage on Cam FM.
Radio.
One, two. Rowing in the May Bumps, everyone has a role to play. It's all about the people playing to individuals' natural strengths, going out there and showing what you've got.
At EY, we think everyone has got what it takes. It's why our graduate and undergraduate opportunities let you use your strengths in ways that come naturally to you. In tax, corporate finance, audit or advisory.
Get ready. Applications for all EY programmes open on the 1st of July.
Learn more at ey.com/uk/careers. EY, proud sponsors of May Bumps coverage on Cam FM.
So we raced M1. Let's get the results update. Ellie, hello.
Hello there. Yeah, I'm at the results tent. Just waited for a few last confirmations there, but we're all confirmed now. So I'll give you a rundown of what happened. As Jack predicted, there have been a lot of rowers in this division again.
So from the top of the division, Keys, Downing, Lady Margaret, Jesus, Pembroke, all rode over. Unfortunately for Pembroke there, who were hoping to get Blades. Followed by a bump, first and third, on St Catherine's. Followed by another load of rowers from Queen's Clare, King's Christ and Emmanuel. And then we've got a little bit more excitement down at the bottom of the division, where Peterhouse have bumped Fitzwilliam and Churchill have bumped Girton, followed by two more rowers from Magdalen and Selwyn. So it's the bottom of the division there that's looking like the exciting one.
You are listening to
Cam
FM. You're listening to
Cam FM 97.2. 97.2.